Okay, picking up eight lines from the bottom of Chavav Amr Beis, the words Ella Lokasha. Again, we're discussing the Breisa, which had a machlokes, there's stira really. And the Breisa one said that a oven chadash, a new oven, has to be yutatz, had to be broken. So, and one of them said it didn't. So the Gemara wants to suggest, the Gemara gave a first answer about Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara rejected it. And then the Gemara says that really the one of them is going to reflect their opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Was going to say Zebazar Gorim is going to be Asr. And the other one, where it says that you could just let it cool down and permit it, that's going to be Shita of Rabbanan, which says that a new oven too, it only needs to be Yutzan, to be cooled off, and that would be Mutter afterwards to then relight it. So now the Gemara says, hey Rabbi Elazar, so which teaching of Rabbi Elazar would show that he holds that this oven should be permitted? Ilima Rabbi Elazar Disa, or if you're going to say it's Rabbi Elazar with regards to leaven. So Disnan, as the Mishnah tells us, in Orla, so if you have leaven of chulin and truma that fell into a dough, so against the yeast agent that would make it rise, so and there's not enough of truma in this one to make it rise, or in that one to make it rise and to create a dough. So then, what happened, and then they combined and they created together, they made it rise and create leaven, so then, so Rabbi Lezer Omer Ech Archa Rachanei, but Rabbi Lezer says that determining whether the dough is going to be machmir and assume that it's truma and assume that only Kohanim are allowed to have it, I'm going to follow the last leaven that fell into it. If the truma fell in last, then we're going to assume that that's going to be called truma, in which case only Kohanim could eat it. If the chulin fell in, then we see that the only then it would be not be a problem. Chachamim say, seemingly because of the fact that it needed both agents together, since the chulin was an ikar part of creating this bread to rise, the dough to rise, so then it's not going to be considered truma. Unless you have enough truma itself to make the dough itself rise and create the leaven. So that is over here, the Mishnah seems to be indicating that if you have two things together which are creating the leaven, according to Rabbi Elazar, that would be problematic if the truma was last. So Abaye also said in explaining Rabbi Elazar Shita that the Mishnah taught that this case is the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Elazar says it's permitted only for a non-Kohen to have the chulin is only if the case where one assumed that you're able to remove the leaven as soon as the truma fell in, so that the rising of the dough took place only with the permitted non-truma, with the chulin. Aval lo kadam vesilei kase iser aser. Abaye says, however, if I didn't remove the truma, then it's going to be aser. So here we see that even further than just where it's the second thing falls in is responsible for the bread to rise, the dough to rise, we see that even if the truma was first and I forgot to take it out, then in that circumstance, Abaye tells us that lechora that is going to be viewed as truma as well. So we see zevezegorim is aser, that if you have two things over here, you have the truma leaven and you have the chulin together creating rising of the dough, that is going to be aser. That's going to be considered problematic for Rabbi Elazar, even though it's two things jointly creating the iser. So we see zevezegorim is problematic according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer, rather. Now the Gemara says, "Am I the time of Rabbi Eliezer? Abaye, why are you assuming that the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is like Abaye had explained it?" Maybe Rabbi Lezer's reasoning is that we can go on the principle that I go after the last one that fell in. It doesn't matter whether I removed the dough first, I didn't the leaven first, I didn't and move the second one first. So at the end of the day, it's nothing to do with Abaye of Abavasachas, but if they did fall at the same time, so there's nothing to do with Abaye Achanam and Shara. Elazar would actually say that it was permitted to have that dough, in which case we have no raya for Zevez Agurim being Usar. Who says that Abelezer's explanation has to follow the way Abaye explained it? So therefore, we don't have a raya from Elazar that Zevez Agurim is going to be Usar based on that Mishnah. So now the Gemara wants to quote El Abelezer Ati Ashira. Maybe we can quote a different Mimra from Elazar in the Mishnayos. This time we have a Mishnah of Odezara, which tells us that Inatalimina Eitzim Asurim Bana. If someone had if you have an Asherah tree and someone took the branches off of it, they're going to be Asr Behanad, Asr to have benefit from it. Hasig Ben Satanar, if you then use them to burn fire in the oven to create a new oven, Chadash Yutzan, if it's a new oven, you have to break the oven. Yashin Yutzan, if it's an old oven, you could just cool it off and then use it again. If you bake bread in it before allowing it to cool down, then it's going to be that the loaves are going to be Asr to have benefit from those loaves, because over there we're assuming that they're directly creating the bread to have a gnaw from the bread. The bread is having a gnaw from the fire that you lit from the Isra Asherah. So the Gemara says, Nis Arba Bacheris, if these forbidden breads became mixed up with other breads, they have no idea which is which, Vacheris Bacheris, and even if it's many times so, and you have one in a thousand now, Kulan Asher Banah, all the loaves are going to be Asher Behanah. We assume that all of them are going to be Asher Behanah because at the end of the day, each loaf is going to be considered that it's, we don't know which one it is, and the fact that over here, even though it's many times over, we're still going to be machmir over here. That's a shayla. Why exactly? If even achirim be'achir is many, many times over, we're still going to be machmir. That's a shayla. Tosfos seem to sit and not be happy with that gear, so take it out. Maybe others explain, no, this is considered davar chashav. We know davar chashav is in a batal, even be'alef. If you have something that's chashav, then it's not going to be batal. If you have a chashav piece of steak, let's say, and it falls into five different pieces of steak, then even if that's people commonly get that case wrong. The three cases of that famous case over there, where you have the three pieces of meat, and one is treif, and two are kosher, that you're allowed to have all three, or you're allowed to have them at different times, that whole shayla in the Rishonim, that's only if it's not chashav, if it's like a meatball. If it's an actual piece of steak, a chashav piece of steak, a davar chashav is in a batal. So that could be what's going on over here, that a davar chashav is not going to be batal in this circumstance. Now, either way, Rabbi Eliezer, that's dependent on the Khan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yoli Chanali Yamamelach, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can take the monetary value of the benefit to Yamamelach and throw it in. In which case, Amrilo ain pidyon avodah zarah. In which the Chacham responded that there is no pidyon, there is no redemption on avodah zarah. Anyway, we see the fact that he says that it's us, you have to throw the value into the Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Eliezer accepting the Tanakhama's ruling that at the end of the day, the oven should be broken. Just with what can you do with the bread to have it not be a problem of bittul and not being batal and not being nullified in the others. But Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the Zev HaZargorim would be usher over here. So Rashi also points out that you could have said the Tanakhama agrees to that. Rabbi Eliezer is being modest. So Rashi is in the Chanami. It's Rabbi Eliezer in the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Eliezer is responding to the Tanakhama. And in the Hamshich of the Gemara, we're actually going to specifically point out that it's Dafka Rabbi Eliezer Shita, so therefore we wanted to keep it lined up to assume that we're going to follow Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Emar Deshamet Le Rabbi Eliezer, when do I assume that this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that he's so machmer on Zev HaZargorim? That's only when it comes to Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah, we know is right, we're machmer about it. The Chamer Yisura, we know the Yarg Vayavar, it's one of the big three. We're extremely machmir about a Bishari Yisurim Shemetera Mishametle, but where do I know that other Yisurim such as Orla and Kalayim that we're mentioning over here, or the Brises have discussed, who said that he's going to be machmir on Zev HaZargorim? Elim Kein Aman Tarmis. So that if that's the case, though, that we're going to say that Rabbi Eliezer does not say that it's Asher of Zev HaZargorim in the case of Orla and Kalayim, then who is the Mishnah? Who is going to be the Mishnah that says that if you have a new oven with Orla and Kilayim, it's going to be Aser? We don't have anyone else. We have only Rabbi Lezer. It's the only Shita and Taran that it could be, and we want to have an author for this price. So Lechora, it's the Shita of Rabbi Lezer. The Ode in the Gemara says, and not only that, we have a reason to indicate maybe it was Rabbi Lezer. And not only that, there's actually a price which says explicitly, Rabbi Lezer would forbid the case of Zev HaZargorim together, two things together that are going to create the Isser, one being Hetzer, one being Usser, in all of the Isser Ha'na, and therefore we have a Beferish Shabraisa which says that Zev HaZargorim is Usser according to Rabbi Lezer. Okay, that is good, so we just answered Rabbi Lezer. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Abaye, Im Timtzel Nomar Zev HaZargorim Usser. So if you want to assume like Rabbi Lezer says, or Rebbe, that Zev HaZargorim is going to be Usser, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer, then Rabbi, if Rabbi is going to agree to that principle, so then if you should decide that the Lashon of the Braisa, which is indicating Rabbi would agree that new one has to be broken, so then Rabbi would be agreeing that Zev HaZargorim is going to be Usser, then we see Rabbi is Henry Rabbi Lezer, that both are going to hold that Shvach Eitzim in the oven is going to create Zev HaZargorim and going to make it Usser. If you're going to assume the Zev HaZargorim, two things together, if you have something permitted and something Usser together creating the light, let's say the lighting of the oven is going to be mutter. So there in the Braisa, the reason that the using the Orla and the Klaim is going to be usher, that the bread is going to be usher according to Rebbe, because the improvement of the wood is contained in the bread. So that by eating the bread, a person is going to be having hana through the way that you created the heat, and that was through the Isra Hana fuel that you used. Hanek aros akosot sluchis asiri, that if that would come out, then it would be that he would be moda, that when you come to klecheres, if you have earthenware bowls, cups, and sluchis type of flasks, they were baked in an oven with asherah wood, in that case, then what are we going to say? Then we're going to say in that case, they're going to be usher and they need to be broken. We're assuming over here that when it comes to these bowls, cups, and flasks, when they were completed with the Isser Hana that you used, which Rebbe says is usher, in both cases we're going to assume that you completed the item, that's considered the benefit of it, and completing the item with these Isser Hana is that Rebbe is going to say that that's going to be usher. The case which Rebbe says is mutter, in the case where one is going to be mutter, that's only where you're going to have two things later on being mutter. Here, where the Isser is going to be completing it, that Rebbe is going to be Moda is going to be Aser. He pleads, so where do Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer disagree? Betanur or Kadir, only with regards to an earthenware oven or a pot with forbidden wood. Laman damar Zev HaZargorim Aser, because according to Rebbe Lezer, who says that if you have jointly both the permitted factor and the Aser factor together creating this tanur to be created and lit up with the fire, Aser, then it's going to be Aser and the pot is going to be forbidden. Laman damar Zev HaZargorim Mutter, the one who says that that together the joint product is going to be permitted. Shari then is going to say that it's permitted to use the pot in the oven because their benefit does not stop someone from factoring the permitted one. So therefore, the primary use of the pot is to cook the food, which doesn't happen until the heat of the permitted is added to other food. So therefore, there's not going to be an issue over there. So the Gemara says, "Ikad Amri," or you can explain differently. Afilu manda Amri zevazagor mutar. Even if you assume like Rebbe that you have a forbidden item and a mutar item together, creating something that's going to be permitted, kedira asura, then the pot is going to be asur to use. Daha kavla bishulam kavla nidonetzin har terah, because at the end of the day, you've heated it up and cooked it even for a few seconds before with the isur hanaf fire, and therefore it's going to be asur. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tanar sheisiku beklipe orla. If someone fires up an oven, he sets up a fire with the peels of orla, fruits, or bekashin shaklaya karam, or with straws of kilayim in the vineyard. Chadash yu tats. If it is a new one, you should break it. Yashin yu tsan. If it is an old one, you can let it cool off before it's being used. Afabos apas. If one breaks the bread while the fire is forbidden, Rabbi Omer apas muteras. Rabbi says apas is going to be muter. Chamim apas asura. What do you mean? Wait a second. Rebbe says that it's mutter, Chacham says it's asur. Didn't we learn the opposite? Ratan ipcha, the opposite price that we learned before is that Rebbe says that it's forbidden and Chachamim say that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, in Chanami Shmuel, ipcha tane. Shmuel teaches the price in the reverse order. He specifically teaches in the reverse order. Why? Vibay Sema, in Chanami, he didn't have that gear so that we had, that Rebbe was being machmir and the Chachamim being mekel. He has the way around, the Chachamim were machmir and Rebbe being mekel. Or you could say differently. Everyone knows the rule that generally, when you have Rebbe arguing like with Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda or whoever it might be, that we have a concept that Rebbe always beats out a single individual who he's arguing with. That's the principle that we have. The Rebbe always wins. However, if it's lo mechaverav, if it's a rove of people against Rebbe, then we're not going to paskin like Rebbe. Aha, in this case, regarding the bread, afilo mechaverav, Shmuel is going to hold that the lacha follows Rebbe, even if it's an exception to the rule, even though he's a minority shita. V'savar, atane epcha, so if I'm going to teach the braisa that Rebbe is being machmir, and the chachamim are mekel, no one's going to listen to be machmir, ki echad nikum rabbanan leisura, if the rabbanan are being mekel, and Rebbe is being machmir. And so I think everyone should be machmir for Rebbe. And this is an exception to the rule. So Rebbe, I have tarts of a problem here. One is that Rebbe is being machmir. No one's going to listen to me. So therefore, let me switch around what they said so that everybody should listen to this. This comes into the whole shaila. It's a person allowed to say, you know for sure, halacha is asur on Shabbos to do. You know 100% is halacha, but you don't, the person isn't going to listen to just if you tell him it. So you're allowed to say, make it up. You're allowed to lie and tell you that Rav Moshe Feinstein, or whoever it is, a good elder of this generation, let's say, or Nevin Tzal Shlita, told me that this halacha is asur. I know for sure this is asur on Shabbos, even though he didn't tell me a word. So this is one of those ideas that come out of this Gemara seems to indicate that wouldn't necessarily be a problem. That sometimes we would say, when it comes to halacha, that the ends might justify the means of not necessarily being 100% truthful. That is the shaila, exactly when to do it and how to do it, and you have to be 100% sure. Again, the technicalities over here, but we see that Shmuel is willing to play around with how to tell people who said what, in order that people should listen to him, what he felt was the, in fact, correct halacha. Fascinating thing comes out of this Gemara over here. Now the Gemara continues with its final ruling of the Braisa, analyzing the final ruling of the Braisa, which says, Bishlag al b'gichalim divrei kol ha'pasim tarah. If he cooked the bread over coals, even if the poles were used through isurei na'at, things were usher to have enough from like the klai kerem and orla, so then everyone's still going to agree that the bread is mutter. So Rav Shmuel, Yehuda, Rechia, Barashi, Rav Yochanan, Chad Amar, one of them said, Lo shanu ela gichalim omemos. The Braisa is only talking about coals, which Rashi explains are omemos, is the type of coals which are, the flames are dying down, they're no longer flickering. And then you have the other dea that says but if there are with flickering coals, then it's going to be usher according to Rebbe. That's what we say lochashos is. Even then the other one, again, we don't know who said what. Even he says the other amora over here held that even the loaves baked over the coals which are flickering, those are going to be mutter according to Rebbe, and the Braisa is referring to those coals as well. Those are going to be mutter. So the Gemara now says, Bishlam on the Manda Amar Lokshos Asurim Mishon Dishvachetz Bipas. So now I understand the Manda Amar in the first view that said that at the end of the day, the wood is in the container of the bread is going to be mutter. So we're going to assume that the flickering coals are going to be usher, and according to Rebbe, so then the flickering ones, I understand that's being directly having hana over the bread that was burnt with Isur hana. However, El Manda Amar Afilu Lokshos Mutars, even the one who says that the flickering coals, which are now being lit by Isur hana, is going to be mutter. Why should that be? Pastas or Yesh Bishvachetz Bipas, Rebbe Yechon Shachalism. And what's the case for Rebbe said that I'm worried about the bread that's inside the oven that was improved by the wood, by the fire of the wood. L'chor, this is the same as that case of the fire of the wood, and this case is mutter. So how do you have a case that's going to be mutter according to this according to this mandamar? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, Kishavuka Kenegda. Rebbe forbid the bread in a situation where the flame is going to be lit, directly lit across from where you're baking it right now, that you still have an active flame. If it's still an active flame, in that case over there, Rebbe is going to agree that the heat coming out of it is going to create an isser, and that's the improvement of the wood, which is contained in the bread, which is going to be usser. Now the Gemara says, Michlal, turning on to the next time, Michlal, the Rabbanan, Pligalei, Sharu, Afilok, Shavuk, Ganeda. But if that's the case, this would imply that the Rabbanan, who said that the bread, is where it's baked, when the flaming wood is opposite, it's still going to be, it's going to be permitted, even if the flame is lit right now. You have a full-fledged flame. Why should that be? So the Gemara says, Ela etim deisur l'rabbanan heichi mishkachaslab. So then if that's the case, so how do you find a case of wood that's forbidden for benefit according to the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Amar, Rav, so again, everyone agrees that you have certain woods that are going to be usher, like if you have kalayu karam wood, things like that. So when are you going to ever use those woods? How do they become usher bound? Now if you're allowed to just always light them on fire, the Gemara says, no, I can think of a case. If you use them to make a bench or use any kli, if you sit on a chair, a footstool that was made, or something like that was made, something tangible that was made out of a suri anah, then the Rabbanan are going to agree that that's going to be usher. So now the Gemara continues. Rami Chacham had a question of Rav Chista. Tanur shesiu, but I'd say hektish. If someone lit an oven with hektish wood, so is that going to be the same halacha as generally Surya Anav? Alpha bas a pas, and you bake better in it. Rabbanan sharik b'kamay samay. Are they going to be machmer? Rabbanan, who said that the case of baking with orla, baking in the oven with orla or klar karam is going to be mutter? Are they going to be makil here also? Amar leya pas esuras. He said actually, the bread is usher. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, orla is Surya Anav, and the Rabbanan there said that if you lit up a fire with the case of Orla, the Surah Anah, it's still going to be Mutter, so what's the difference in this case? The Rosh says, what are you comparing the two cases? Orla, Betela, B'masayim. We know that the concept of Bito by Orla. And 1 in 200s, and Kalayim also is also 1 in 200s. Hektish, Afilu, B'alap, B'batil. Hektish is so chamor that Hektish is so machmer that it's not batil in any amount. So therefore, you can't argue that there's no chiluk, there's clear chiluk. So then what was the Havamina? So there clearly should be a reason to be machmer according to Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Allah Amar Rava, so then Rava had a different point. Ikashle Akashis. If anything would be a question about Rabbanan baking the chiluk, here was the question. Valo Mal, Masik. No, the reason I was thinking that the bread shouldn't be a problem in the case of someone who lit a fire with hektish wood is because you did me'ila. And once I did me'ila, cholecha demala masik nafkulu lechulin. A person does me'ila, the halacha is that you used it, you have to bring a korban me'ila and pay back an extra fifth. An extra fifth, which is milabar, which is really 25%, really it's an extra fourth. That's the two things that you have to do if someone does a me'ila. So at that point though, we assume that the wood, let's say I used wood of I was donated an amount of money to hektish. So this wood was worth $100. So I donated this wood that they're gonna end up selling to the Beis HaMikdash and sell to someone, and they're gonna use that $100 for the gizbar for the Beis HaMikdash to use it for whatever they needed, donations to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you use that wood, you have to pay $125. It's 25% of the total, 125 over 125 over 125 is one fifth. It's called milabar as opposed to milago. That it's 125 over. If you take 25 over 125, you're left with 25 over that is going to be one fifth. So it's really what we would call colloquially is really a fourth, because it's 100 and you take a fourth of that. That those are two things you have to do for meila. But that wood lemaisa once I did that accident, and also by the way, meila is only bishogig. So once I do this accidental act of meila and I did it with the pieces of wood, and I was nana from it. It now becomes not chulin anymore. It's mafkia the shame chulin from it. The Mishnah Me'ila tells us this halacha that even though I did Me'ila, it's now considered not hektish anymore, and that wood it becomes mutter. So as the bread is baking here in this situation, why would the bread be usher? That's the question of the Rabbanan. On the Rabbanan. So we're into this. Amar of Papa, Hacha Be'etzi Shlomo Askin here, with regards to Rami Bar Chama's question, we're dealing with the case of wood that was of a shlamim. And a shlamim, we know that if someone is makdish a shlamim, then we don't say that the wood is going to become mufka. You're not going to take away the hektish purposes when you're makdish it. That even if you did a meila, it's still going to be hektish. So the Gemara says, "Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar hektish b'shogeg mischalel." The Meizin ena mischalel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says that only when you do something b'shogeg, then we assume that it loses its status. When, like the case we had with the wood, if I accidentally used it, then it's going to be not going to be a problem. However, Meizin ena mischalel. If I did it on purpose, that is not going to be mischalel. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the mayor, who holds that hektish becomes mischalel even if I do it b'meizin. B'meizin my time alone. So what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that does not become b'meizin? Kevan de la bar me'ilahu, because at the end of the day, it's not subject to laws when you do it b'mezid. Lo nafek l'chulin. Therefore, the halacha of taking the mafkia, the kedusha, is only b'shogeg, when it's shayach to have me'ila. Where it's not shayach to have me'ila, Rabbi Yehuda learns out that that a person is not going to be mafkia it from the chulin. for two chulin rather. Lo nafke lechulin. Shlamim nami kevin al brama ila ninu lo nafke lechulin. So so too when it comes to shlamim, since they are, we don't say that there's shayach to even when I do it by accident, we know the laws of meila doesn't apply to shlamim because we don't have kachi Hashem. The meila doesn't apply to kachim kalim such as shlamim because they are eaten by the bailim. We don't assume that that's kachi Hashem. That's what the Gemara learns out in I think Menachos. The Gemara has this drasha. So where Rashi quotes over here, the Gemara says laf nafkulin. So at the end of the day, shlamim again, the lanaf meila, lanaf lechulin, the shlamim is not going to be brought out of its status of chulin, and therefore no matter how much you do with it, even if you do it b'shogeg or b'meiz, it doesn't matter, and therefore in this case, it's still going to be hektish. So the Gemara has a question on Rava. The Gemara says, "V'chol hecha demal amasik nafki lechun." Is really true that someone does meila, it's now not going to become hektish anymore. It's going to lose its status of hektish and become chulin. Is that really true? V'ha Tanya, doesn't it learn in the Braisa? Don't we learn in the Braisa? Kolan esrafin afaran mutar. Anything that has to be burnt, the ashes are prepared. Chutz matzei asher ve'efer hektish le'olam asra. When it comes to the exception of wood of nashira and also the ashes of hektish. So this Braisa is seemingly telling us that even where meila had been done, the ashes of hektish are going to be usher. According to what Rava wants to taina, though, that should not be usher anymore if I already done me'ila. So why would the ashes be usher? So the Gemara says, answering Rava, Amar Mechama, Kegon Shenaf, Deleka Me'alea, Me'etze Hektish. So Bryce is referring to a case where the fire broke out itself out of the hektish wood, Deleka Inish De Din Imo. That there's no person who's committed me'ila in that circumstance over there, since the wood became burnt without an act of me'ila, does not become usher. So the Gemara says another answer, Rav Shammai Amar, Ba'osan Shetonin and Geniza. The Bryce is dealing with the case with Dafka, the ones we know, the Trumas Adeshen. Those ones, even after hektish, is still going to be a problem. The Sanya Vesama Benachas. The Braisa tells us you should place it, meaning v'sama is benachas, gently v'sama kula v'sama shalei fazer. The Torah is telling you that should be placed next to the area, and that would be even after you've done mitzvah. So nasis mitzvah. So we said by Trumas Adeshen, we had this also, and not just Trumas Adeshen, we also had Big De Kuhuna, the Kohen Gadol also potentially was something that lamaisa, if a person does even in Nasis Mitzvah, so it's going to still be shayach to the halachas of Meila, the halachas of Isser Hana. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Ber Chametz Ela Srefa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only Ein Ber Chametz is only Srefa. Now the Gemara says, Tanya. So we have a Braisa in which Rabbi Yehuda is going to try to flesh out his Shita. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ber Chametz Ela Srefa. Vadi Nos, and I have a Kava Chomer, which would tell me that you can only use it through Srefa. Ma Nosar, She'ina Bebali Rabbi Matzah, if Nosar, which is not going to be subject to halachas of Bali Rabbi Matzah. So we have two Isserim Deraisa when it comes to Chametz, and yet we know Tan Srefa. It still requires burning. Chametz She'yeshna Bebali Rabbi Matzah, as opposed to Chametz, which has these two Isserim in it. And we tell you, lo kol shekein tanu deva, shouldn't say kava chomer, that also should be done through getting rid of it and disposing of it through burning. Amrullah, the Chomer responded back to him, kol din shatadan tchilas al hachmer v'saf al akil eno din. If you're using a kava chomer argument where your initial response was to be machmer and then it's going to end up having a big kula with it, that's not called a kava chomer. That's not called a kava chomer that you can use for it. So what exactly is the big kula that you would have had? Because lo matza etzam esrofa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only bi'er chavetz could be done through srefa, if a guy cannot find any wood to burn, so what does he do? According to you, Yayashia Yoshev Batel, he should just sit around doing nothing and not get rid of his chametz. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Torah tells you to get rid of your seor. According to you, you'd have a big kula. Any which way you can get rid of it. So here we see that we're not for Rabbi Yehuda's kava chomer. I would have learned that you could get rid of it any which way. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying that dafka through this man of getting rid of it, that would be l'chura. Only through fire. So if I'm only doing through fire, according to you, I'm not doing the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's just important to note that we had a machlokes of when machlokes Rashi and Tosfos before Rabbi Yehuda, when he agrees and when he disagrees that you have to use the burning. According to Rashi, he says that only shelo b'shas biur is the time before the iser d'oraisa. Only at that point would Rabbi Yehuda agree that you'd have to burn it. But afterwards, any which way, you can get rid of it. So that would be the shayla over here. According, based on that sheet, the Rashi says over here that that would come out that Rabbi Yehuda would be mekel only before the zman of the zman of Ashbasa. It's just very interesting to note that there's a big shayla of how to paskin. Lahalacha Tosfos over here paskins in like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos on our daf paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a Stam Mishnah in Temura that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to do Bir Chametz through Srefa. And that's also the way Rashi, quoted by the Rush, and Truvas Rashi, paskins, and the Smag, that that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, they are, you dafka have to do the Sreifa. However, many other, I think the Rabbam and many of the other Rishonim, the Ramban, I think all the other Rishonim, they go that they paskin like Rabban in any which way. So how do we paskin? We paskin lef lamaisa. Rama says the minug is to do the Sreifa, meaning we're choshesh for the Shita of Rashi Tosfos, quoted over here, that the lamaisa are machmir, that we should dafka after the burning. However, that is lechora going to be only a mitzvah lechumra, and if you don't have the almas happen to be once, that there was a certain area I was in once, and they stopped the beer chametz because the town was getting annoyed. They stopped it very early. So I almost didn't have it, Baruch Hashem. I was able to do it in the end. But Lamaisa, we would hold like Rabbanan in that case. You could just throw in the garbage. This year, many people relied on the Rabbanan. The Minag, again, like the Ramah quotes, is generally, you can try your best to make a fire. But this year, if people weren't able to make their own fires or go anywhere, then people, a lot of people just threw it out. And that would be Mekayim, the Tashbisu, through the Shita of the Rabbanan. And that's the way we Iker Adin, that we would hold. It's also important to know, as I mentioned, that this would only be Lafor beer chametz. The way we do it is only in the fifth hour. Lachor, at that point, that would be Shaila Machokas Rashi and Tosos, whether Mekayim Rabbi Huda at that point. Only according to Tosos, Lachor according to Rashi, wouldn't. Okay, that's a further Shaila in the Arminag. But Lemaisa, the Minag Olam, especially Api Chasidus, Api Nista, there's a lot of Inyan and Dafka to do the Srefa burning. It's like burning your Yitzhara. So we Dafka try to be Machmir and do Srefa. Now the Mishnah continues. Chazer Rabbi Huda Vedano Denachas. So Rabbi Huda then said, you're right, you had a good point on my problem with my Kavachomer. So now let me show you a different Kavachomer, why I think that it should be done through Srefa. Nosar Asr Ba'achila. We know Nosar is going to be Asr. Nosar is leftover things that you left over in the base of Migdash. You'd have to do, it's going to be Asr Ba'achila. But Chametz Asr Ba'achila. So Ma Nosar B'Srefa. We know Nosar, you have to burn it the next morning. Af Chametz B'Srefa. So too Chametz should be done through burning. Amrullah Nevela Tochiach. So they said Nevela is going to be a raya against you. That Asr Ba'achila. We know Nevela is Asr to eat. V'Einatan Srefa. Yet you do not need to burn it. So Gemara says Amar Lahen. Rabbi Yehuda replied back to them. Hefresh is a difference between the two. Nosar Ba'achila Uva'ana. Nosar is going to be Asr for both eating and for benefit. V'chametz asher be'achil levana, and chametz is going to be asher be'achil levana, both eating and benefit. Ma nosar ton sreifa, af chametz ton sreifa. So we can use the two comparisons between nosar and chametz to say that those are dafka, things are asher be'ana, and you have to burn them. Amrullah, sharon isla yochiach. We have sharon isla, the ox that killed someone by accident. Well, the ox, you mean you didn't kill him, burn him, but the ox killed someone, so then you have the shore is going to be, if it's shore mu'ad, you have to, you're gonna have to kill that shore. So the shore in the skull. Sha'asr ba'achila va'na. And we know that it's gonna be asr, I think even, right? Even as a shore, I don't remember now if it's even a shore that's not a, even short time. I'm blanking out. But either way, you're not allowed to have any hana from it. Sha'asr ba'achila va'na, ve'ina tzantriva. You don't have to burn the body after you do the skila of the shore. You don't, after you bury it, you don't have to burn the body of the animal. So this would direct Rabbi Huda's proof. So Gemara says, Amar Lan, Rabbi Huda says, Hefresh, there's a difference between the two. Nosar, Asr Ba'achila Vana, Va'anosh Karis. We know that Nosar has, that is Asr Ba'ana, and also if someone eats Nosar, is going to be Mechayev Karis. V'chametz Asr Ba'achila Vana, Va'anosh Karis. And those two are Mechayev Karis, Masha Inkin, we know that would not be the case of Shor Niska. So the Gemara says, Ma Nosar B'Srefa, Av Chametz B'Srefa. So those two, these, we can make the comparison, Dafka between Nosar and Chametz, those two should be Chayev Srefa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara now says, Amr Lo, so they responded, the Chamin responded back to Rabbi Yehuda, Chelbo, Shosura Niska Yochiach, and given the Chelav of the shore that's being killed, is going to be machiach against what you just said, because she'asr ba'achilav na ve'anosh karis. If you take the chelav, we know chelav is an iser karis, so the chelav of an ox that has to be stoned is asr ba'ana, just like the rest of its body, and if a person eats that, it's going to be asr ba'ana, yet you don't have to burn the chelav of the shor niskal, and that rejects Rabbi Yehuda's kavachomer. So, okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with the top of tomorrow, Chazer Rabbi Yehuda, v'dano dinacher, that's the Hemshech Rabbi Yehuda tries to defend his ruling, we'll pick up Ezra Hashem from there tomorrow.